Recorded Books presents a Griot audio production of The Strong Silent Type by C. Kelly Robinson. This unabridged recording is narrated by Ezra Knight and Lizzie Cooper Davis. This book is copyrighted 2005 by Chester K. Robinson. This recording is copyrighted 2006 by Recorded Books, producer and publisher of Griot Audio, celebrating the best in contemporary African-American fiction and nonfiction. The author opens this book with the following quote from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 9. To keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away, but he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." And now, The Strong Silent Type.
Before. The beginning of the end. Deacon. I was on the air, my image and my words being broadcast to Fox News' global audience when it happened. Mr. Davis? On the monitor hanging overhead, Bridget, the pretty, feathery-haired anchor, leaned in, looking confused. I couldn't blame her. Our first minute on air, I had held my own, articulately taking on the conservative activist who sat by her side in Manhattan. Now, I was struggling to get a single word out. "Mr. Davis," Bridget asked again, "do you have a reply to Mr. Abrams' point?" Unclamping my lips, I took another run at my previous sentence. "Yes, but Bridget, I do," I said. "As I was saying before, the country needs a political party dedicated to the interests of minorities. That's not the sole My head filled with bubbles as I realized I had gone off the rails. This was the third damn time this had happened since the cameras in Fox's Atlanta studio started rolling. Sensing I was incapable of respecting the 3-minute time limit for this news segment, Bridget turned back to my opponent. "Mr. Abrams, why don't you sum up your concerns about the American Dream Party? Why is this a bad idea for the country?"
"I'm not..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?